episode 237, Amazing Grace.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
Happy
radio.
Day, ladies. How are you doing? I pray you are having a magnificent day. Today is a little tough for me. I've got to be a little honest with you. As I'm recording this, I received news early this morning that my grandmother has since passed away and has gone home to be with the Lord. And so in that, I do celebrate. She lived a very long life into her 90s. And she was just truly a woman of God, someone who I highly, not even just highly respect, but truly she's leaving a legacy that I pray that I will be able to walk in those footsteps with her. So today, I actually dedicate this full episode here of Amazing Grace to my grandmother, Pauline McGraw. I found this little kind of quote, and it's really unknown, but it says, "Grace isn't a little prayer you say before receiving a meal. It's a way to live." And my grandmother did exactly that. She lived with amazing grace. Today, when she took her last earthly breath, she's now breathing heavenly joy. And I can't help but have total tears of joy. It is a celebration. She wasn't in pain. Praise the Lord. And what she lived really a vibrant life. It wasn't till towards the very end that she struggled with her Alzheimer's and wasn't able to really be all there, all in, so to speak. And so I am thrilled that she is now celebrating in heaven now, and we can truly have a celebration of life. The gift that she gave me was amazing grace. My grandma was quite a hip woman. She really was always a woman before her time. She has taught me so much, but the greatest gift she gave is amazing grace. When life keeps hopping and the hurry scurry doesn't slow down, you know, that busyness that we all fall into, give yourself grace. It's a word tossed in our vocabulary, yet when taken and put into action, the power is indescribable. Have you really used grace before? Do you really know what it means to have amazing grace? My grandma filled her life serving others. She extended grace, which then came with unconditional love. Nothing more extraordinary than that. I pray I can follow in her legacy and be a woman of God with amazing grace and unconditional love. Today, my challenge is this for you. I want you to take my gift from my grandmother and take that amazing grace and use it first for yourself. Now, that sounds very selfish, being that she was a woman who served others, but she had that grace within herself, that grace of forgiveness. We're not always going to get it right. We're going to mess up at times. Why? Well, because we are human. And we as women, and even you men who listen in, we mess up. And guess what? It's okay. Now, don't make excuses, though. Okay? Amazing grace doesn't give you the opportunity to keep messing up. You got to work on improving it, right? So, but it does allow you to forgive yourself and to extend that to others, but you can't give that gift away until you are ready to accept it yourself. And that's what amazes me. That's what Jesus Christ did. That's what God did. He gave away his one and only son so that we could have that grace. You can't give it away till you have it yourself. So it starts with you. And I want it to start today. I don't know where you are in your walk, in your life's journey. I want to know where you are, so you can always come and drop me a line at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com or go and leave me a message at createyournow.com. I'm there. I want to hear from you. Reach out to me on Facebook and Twitter. I really want to be praying for you because you are worthy. You are incredible. You are amazing. And today I want you to really really focus on extending amazing grace to yourself first. Why? Because then you can give it to your husband. Then you can give it to your spouse. You can give it to your children. You can extend it out to your family, and you can give it to your friends and then even strangers. I'm telling you, living with amazing grace changes your life. And if you're not really sure where to even begin with that, please, I'm here. I would love to talk to you about it. And maybe you don't know Christ as your personal Savior. I'm not one to preach at you. And if you're not a believer, that is okay. I still love you right where you're at. There is no judgment here. But what there is here is someone to listen to you, to love you where you where you're at, to give that amazing grace that God gives to us and which my grandmother gave me. And so today, I extend that to you. I pray that you accept it as a gift, that you will receive it, and that you will start with you first, and that you will begin to forgive yourself. If you're having hiccups or you're stuck somewhere, forgive yourself and take the next step. That's it. Take the next step. Don't look at 30 days from now, 60 days from now, 1 year from now. You're going to get, and you're going to stop. So don't do that. Accept the gift and just simply say, thanks, Christiane. I'm so glad your grandma gave you the gift. And then go from there. I want to see you totally live on purpose because you were created. You're amazing. You are gifted. You are talented. Do not sell yourself short. You're beautiful. And God loves you so very much, and I love you. Go out and take this amazing gift of grace. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.